The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 17th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
So, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan, this world, I'll explain many times. Bhagavan means the supreme authority. So far, authoritative power is concerned, that is analyzed by Srila Rupa Goswami, 100% power or 100% qualification is in Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. This is called Savishesh, personal analysis. Not that even somebody he sometimes addressed as Bhagavan, that does not mean he is also equal to the Supreme Person. Just like sometimes Narada Muni is also addressed as Bhagavan. Lord Shiva is also addressed as Bhagavan. Not only Vishnu Tattva, but also others, sometimes they are addressed as Bhagavan. But in order to particularly point out Krishna, it has been said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna, actually Bhagavan is Krishna, because he has got 100% qualities of Bhagavan. That is analyzed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's 100% Bhagavan. Other, they are also Bhagavan, Vishnu Tattva, Narayana. He is also Bhagavan. But Srila Rupa Goswami has analyzed, he is 94%, not 100%. Or, in other words, you can take it that sarayasanya purna, that is Krishna. And there are also sarayasanya, but it is not displayed. Not that, it's like Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra, Madhyadapu, he also Bhagavan. Ramadi Mutti Sukalaniyami Natishtam. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is existing as the Supreme Person, along with Raman, Shiva, Varaha, many thousands of avatars. They are also Krishna. Keshavadhita Rama Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Keshavadhita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hari. So, Keshava Krishna, he existing with all the incarnations. Not that he is existing as Krishna. So, when we speak of Krishna, we take it that all his expansion and incarnation. Therefore it is said, Ramadi Murtishu, Kala. They are Kala. Kala means partial expansion, not full expansion. Full expansion means full. So they are also Bhagavan. But Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam means Bhagavata. the authority of Bhagavan is fully expressed in Krishna, not in others. Therefore, when we Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, after making the list of different incarnations, it is summarized that ete ca amsakala punsa kristasu bhagavan. All these incarnations mentioned, Ramadi Uttijakalani Amani Krishna, they are partial expansion and expansion of the expansion, or expansion of his power, Saptavishavatar. That's Lord Buddha. He is Saptavishavatar. Many Saptavishavatar. So in this way, Krishna is always existing along with his expansion and incarnation. But the real original personality of Godhead is Krishna. Krishna through Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is being spoken by Krishna, but in order to distinguish it, Vyasadeva is writing Sri Bhagavan. He does not say Sri Krishna Bhagavan. Just to make it distinguish the Krishna through Bhagavan. So, we are placed to receive knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is our mission, Krishna consciousness. And here is knowledge given by Krishna. Idam trute vriyatamam parvakshami anasuya. Now I am giving you this knowledge, very confident knowledge, guhyatamam. Guhya means confidence. And guhyatala, more confidence. Comparative superlative. Positive, comparative superlative. Guhya is positive. Guhyatala is comparative. Guhyatama. So, this Brahma, Brahma-gyan is guhya, is very confident. Because if you achieve Brahma-gyan, immediately you become the most important person within this material world. Brahma-bhuta, Brahma. And Brahma-bhuta means above Brahma, not Brahma. So, that is guhyam. Guhyam means confidence. To become Brahma-bhuta, Brahma-gyani, that is guhyam. And Brahma is the Paramatma. When you understand Paramatma, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Nityesha Vinatisthati. Paramatma means Atma and Paramatma. There are two different souls. One is Paramatma means he is present everywhere. That is Paramatma. The Mayavadi say there is no difference between Atma and Paramatma. But that is not the fact. Atma means present within this body. I am Atma, you are Atma. Dehi nasmin tatha dehi. Asmin dehi, in this body, I am Atma, you are Atma. But I am not Paramatma. Paramatma is different. Paramatma is Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, situated in everyone's heart. So that is guhyatara. First of all, to understand brahma-jnana or self-realization, that is very confident. That is not ordinary knowledge. It is above ordinary knowledge. That word is a guhyam. Guhyam means very confidential. Nobody understands. Even Atma Tattva. Atma Tattva. Sutam Bhani Rajendra Ninam Shakti Shavasata. Apashyatam Atma Tattvam. Griheshu Griyamedina. Griheshu Griyamedina. Those who are living within the family life, they cannot understand what is Atma Tattva. Apashyatam. Apashyatam. Ninam Shanti Shastra. Sukadeva Goswami is advising to Parikshit Maharaj that there are many things they are busy. Just like ordinary man, worldly man, he purchases huge volumes of newspaper and he is interested. But he is not interested to understand Bhagavad Gita where Atma Tattvam is described. They are not interested. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami said to Parikshit Maharaj, Sutta Vyadi, subject matter for hearing. Ninam Shanti Sahasra. For ordinary man, there are thousands and thousands of news. You can see so many magazines, technical, musical, and cinema, and ordinary news, and so many editions of every newspaper in every city. So this is a fact. Sotubhani Chanajatna Ninam Shanti Sahasra. Sahasra means thousands and thousands and thousands. Why they are busy with so many newspapers and why they are not interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam? Because apashyatam atma tattvam, they did not know that the real purpose of life is to understand atma tattvam. Apashyatam. Why you have Griheshu, Grihamedina. They have made a vow that to maintain the family and to have some enjoyment from family life. Family life means society, friendship and love. That Vidyapati's song, what is that? Can you remember? Kātala saikate bārihindu sama, sutamita ramani sama, sutamita ramani sama. This exact English equivalent is society, friendship and love. Everyone is busy. Society, family, friends, country, nation, community, in this way, sutamita ramani sama. And what is the composition? Children, suta, mita means friends, and ramani, some omen. If they are beautiful omen, that is also very nice. So they are busy. They are busy. The other day we have been guest in Hyderabad. He is very busy with the Sutamita Ramani. Everyone is busy with Sutamita Ramani. So, somebody can say, unless there is happiness, why people should be interested? There is happiness, certainly. So that happiness is compared by Vidyapati, the great Vaishnava poet. So it is just like Tatala Saikate Vali Bindu Sama. Just like desert. You have seen desert. Desert means it requires huge quantities of water. Nowadays, practically, in every country, especially in India, Every land is just like desert for want of water. So, you see in Vrindavan, so much land lying vacant, no desert. Why? There is want of water. There is no sufficient supply of water. In this way, if there is scarcity of water, then gradually these places will be converted into desert. So, the desert one is used because it requires huge quantity of water. Similarly, we are in this material world. We are trying to be happy in the society, friendship and love, sutamita ramani samadhi. But the happiness we are getting, that is compared with a drop of water in the desert. Even vast desert, Arabian desert. You say that we want water and somebody brings a drop of water and take it. It will be very insignificant, there is no meaning. Similarly, our heart is desiring real pleasure, transcendental bliss. So, if we are put into these desert, sutamita ramani samadhi, what is the benefit? This song is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam that apashyatamapukattam, they do not know what is the aim of life. They are satisfied with this drop of water in the desert. It will never material. Desert is very vast tract of land, dry. And if somebody says, all right, take one drop of water. Then what is the meaning? There is no meaning. Similarly, we are spirit souls. We are hankering after Krishna. That is our inner desire. And what happiness we shall get with this society, friendship or love? That is not possible. There is some happiness, temporary happiness, very small quantity, so-called happiness. It will never satisfy. Actually, we are trying to get, because we are eternal, we are trying to get eternal happiness. That is Krishna is speaking here. Jnanam triham of savijnanam parvakshami anasuyam. Anasuya means asuva means envious. Envious. Everyone is envious of Krishna. That is demand. Just like Kamsa. In this tract of land, Mathura, there was Kamsa. He was so envious that he ordered to his servant that as soon as Krishna is born, please bring the child. I will keep. This is asura. So at the present moment, practically the whole world, they want to be godless. The scientists and everyone is trying to prove that there is no God. There is no Krishna. This is all sentiment, especially the communist party. So if you become demon, communist, are in favor of that, then you are also infected with asura, envious of Krishna. Then you cannot understand. Krishna is very strict. But the devotees are very liberal. Krishna doesn't want to speak with demons. But the devotees are so kind, they go to the demons and pray, kindly hear about this. This is therefore, a devotee is more merciful than Krishna. Krishna doesn't speak to the demons, unless you are one in his bhakta. It's like Bhagavad Gita spoken to Arjuna, bhaktosi, Sakhachi. Krishna is very strict. Krishna is very strict. But the devotee, Krishna has said, Jayavam Paramam Vyam Mad Bhakteshvam Dasa. About Bhagavad Gita, he says, one who speaks this confidence and knowledge amongst the bhaktas, he recommends the bhaktas. But the devotees, they are so merciful, they go to the abhakta, transgressing the order of Krishna, because they are so merciful. All right, Krishna has rejected them. Let me try. Let me try. This is the position of abhakta. They are not only unenvious to God, but they are also unenvious. Therefore, their name is Karuniko. Karuniko, most merciful. they describe the, what is that? Titiksham, Karuniko. Srida Sarvabhudana. Devotees are always tortured by the demons. They are prepared to torture even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and their devotees also. So they tolerate all these tortures. Therefore, the devotees are described as Tritikshama. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also teaches, Tinarupi Sunichino, Tarorupi Sahishno. A devotee should learn this sloka of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he should be tolerant more than the trees. Karuna. they take the risk of preaching amongst the demons, non-devotees, because they are karunic, very merciful. More merciful than Krishna. More merciful than Krishna. Krishna says, don't speak this Bhagavad Gita to the non-devotees, because non-devotees will not accept. Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam, he will accept, unless he is devotee. The Mayavadi, Kurmi, Jnani, Yogi, they cannot accept. They are envious. I am Krishna. I am God. Why shall surrender to Krishna? Why shall I accept Krishna as God? This is the position of the bhukti-mukti-siddhika. Therefore, you will find so many yogis, they can play jugglery, magic, but they are not devotees. They will not surrender to Krishna. This is there. So such person cannot understand Krishna. They cannot understand the science of Krishna. They cannot understand. Because Krishna does not disclose himself to the non-devotees. So by their own attempt, however big yogi or jnani or kodmi he may be, he cannot understand Krishna. Krishna discloses, reveals himself to the anasuya way, one who is not envious. And that is devotee. Anasuya way means devotee, who does not, who is not envious of Krishna. Others are envious. Kurmi jnani yogi. The kurmis will say, you work hard and get the result and enjoy. Why you are going to the temple to pray? This is the philosophy of the communists. Why should you go to the church? Why should you go to the temple? Forget all these things. Work hard, earn money, and enjoy life. But that is demonic. Because there is enemy against God. They are demons. So the science of God, or science of Krishna, Krishna Tattva, is never disclosed or revealed amongst the non-devotees, demons. It can be revealed, it can be understood by a person like Arjuna. Therefore it is said, anasuyave jnanam sriham pravakshami. on a filial way. This very word, we should never be envious to Krishna and his devotee. If you think that I am envious to the devotee, but I am not envious to Krishna. No, Krishna does not accept that kind of thing. First of all, you should be non-envious to the devotee. Madhvakta puja bhadika. If you are envious to my devotee, and if you become a devotee, that is stated that one is directly devotee of Krishna, he is not devotee. One who is devotee through his devotee, he is devotee. This philosophy should learn. You cannot say, why shall I go through Guru or through Vaishnava to Krishna? I can go directly, I am so qualified. No, you are not qualified. If you jump over like that is not. That is in Bengal it is says ghonating and haska. There is grass before the horse. If you think that I shall jump over the horse and eat the grass, that is not possible. So one should be devotee, first of all. Tadvijnanartham sa guruma vidacche. He must have grown a bona fide guru in order to understand the science of Krishna. Avirachet, this I have explained several times. So, anasuya. If you want to learn Krishna, then you should be very much humble and submissive to Krishna and his devotee. Anasuya. Jnanam vijnanasam. Jnanam, this knowledge, most confidential knowledge, it is not sentiment, vijnanasam. It is science. Just like in scientific knowledge, you must know theoretically and practically. Not only that, you simply know that so much oxygen, so much hydrogen produces water when mixing. That is theoretical. You have to make water by mixing these two chemicals. That is practical. So in the BSc examination, they take examination, test, theoretical and practical. So, theoretical is, Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam vraja. But when you really surrender, there is practical science. That is practical. If you decide to surrender, that is called saranagati, then you have to learn the science, how to become surrender. That is vigyan. Jnan means theoretical knowledge, and vigyan means practical. So you have to do it practically. Not that I have read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad, so I have become. No. You should practically demonstrate in your life that you are actually good. That is called vijnana sahitam. Jnanam vijnana sahitam. Jajgantya, if you learn this science, jajgantya, moksha se asubha, the result is you become liberated from this asubha. Inauspicious condition of life. Asubha. What is that? Inauspicious condition of life. This materialistic life. If you want to get out of this materialistic way, this is asubha. There is no subha. People are thinking we shall make it subha. Subha means auspicious by material adjustment. By having nice car, nice road, skyscraper building, and so many machines and bodily comfort, which is known as material advancement. But the Shastra says it is all inauspicious. All inauspicious. If you want to become free from this inauspicious kind of life, then you should learn the science which Krishna is teaching, jnanam vijnanam, not this vijnanam. The so-called materialistic science. You should learn the real science, savijnanam, That is, how to surrender to Krishna. How to become not envious to Krishna. This is a great sign we have to learn. That is spoken in this chapter, ninth chapter. The signs of Krishna consciousness. If you become expert in the signs, then you become free from this inauspicious sign, this material sign. Thank you.